The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good evening to you football fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of DeSales High School football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio is presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rock Products. It has satisfied the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century, in part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products, its phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 Cows Creek Road in Milton Freewater. Our pregame show this evening from East Valley High School near Yakima is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. And what a game we should have tonight. The DeSales Irish, coming off a 66-16 victory at Waitsburg last Friday night, will be taking on an eight-man powerhouse, the Antioch Tigers, Steve.
Yeah, and they went through a game last week that maybe we've got to put a star, an asterisk next to. I mean, they only played two quarters, and they came, ended up with a loss to a very tough LeConner team. They're another powerhouse, and they were actually canceled because of smoke and too much smoke up there in the Chelan area. So we're down here where the air is a little better. It's probably just as smoky here as it is at home. So
our touchdowns this season presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They have been specializing in parts, service, and repairs since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com for more information. Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. And speaking of touchdowns, let's think end zones, shall we? The end zone this season presented by our good friend and a sales booster, Danny Freeman, at Premier Motors, two locations to serve you on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Now, think of it, folks. You're looking for a new car. You're looking for a place to go. Well, Premier Motors would be a great place to go. The reason is you stand a very good possibility of driving away with a beautiful vehicle. And when you leave that Premier Motors parking lot, you will have the satisfaction of knowing it took just $500 down for you to drive away with that beautiful vehicle from Premier Motors. Again, two locations on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Our kickoffs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum, Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers gets you back where you belong. And our sideline will be sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biaggi at Biaggi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biaggi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to all lowercase DonnieBiaggi@yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. And our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. And our quarters will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning, and ACO will be there when you move out or in. licensed and insured, and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700, ACO Janitorial 12 at gmail.com. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. And our scoreboard mentions will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3331. Steve?
Yeah, you just said the name that I struggle with, but I didn't. I'm doing good with it this year. And I'm sorry, I'm sitting here watching the Tigers, and it looks like they have a pretty decent quarterback, number two. That is Ethan Fogelstorm, and he looks like he's got a strong arm. And the way I understand eight-man football over on this side of the mountains is this is one of those teams you got to kind of go through, if I understand that correctly.
Yeah, he looks like a big, strong kid. They got a lot of big, strong kids.
Yeah, they do. A smaller squad than the Irish, but smaller in numbers only, not size, that is for sure.
Or heart.
They probably have to have some heart to do that. And I can't imagine playing both ways in the fire smoke last week. That would have been terrible. But kids are tougher than us old farts.
Without a doubt. And we'd now like to recognize our halftime and postgame sponsors. We are delighted to have Tallman's Pharmacy sponsoring our halftime report again this season. Our athletic director's update is presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council number 766 in Walla Walla. Our halftime and final statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. And as far as the postgame show is concerned, we are delighted to have our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold Powerback powering our postgame shows this season. And last but certainly not least, we want to recognize Eric Kimball, CPA, the sponsor of our Player of the Game. And during the course of our Concrete Industries pregame show, we will be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball, Tom's Yard Care, Coach's Corner interview with DeSales head football coach Josh Richard. But coming up next, a Walla Walla OMS player profile interview for your listening pleasure. We will have that for you when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And we are delighted to be joined by another senior member of this year's DeSales High School football team. Jason Guest joins us for our player profile segment this week. And Jason, first of all, let's talk about last Friday night's game in Waitsburg. You go into a game, a season-opening game, not knowing what to expect, quite frankly, but the Irish did a lot of great things, a lot of explosive plays on offense and defense and on special teams. And when it was all said and done, the Irish came away with a 66-16 victory. Not a bad way to start the season.
For sure. I'm really happy with how the team did last week. I think we had a lot of fun. We came out with a lot of energy, and I think that's going to be a big part of what we're building our program on this year.
and you were certainly involved in some key plays in the ball game, not the least of which was one of the more unusual punt return type circumstances that I've ever seen, where one moment it's a muff, the next minute it's a 46-yard punt return for a touchdown. Sometimes the luck of the Irish prevails in the end, right?
Oh, yeah. That was quite the play. I'm going to have to work on my punt returns in this next week. So.
Well, I want to tell you something. The end result was pretty doggone good. So what is it, though, about the special teams? I mean, people can talk all they want about offense. They can talk all they want about defense. But the special teams are so important. It's all about field position. It's all about maybe getting a big hit, maybe getting a big return and so forth. So that punt return, now, was it one of those circumstances where perhaps you didn't see the ball as well as you would have liked, or was there some other circumstance that was such that the ball eluded you for a moment, but then thankfully bounced back to you?
No, it just kind of slipped between my arms, and then after I picked it up, the blockers did exactly what they were supposed to do, and I think that's what we take pride in here. It's like, you got to get to your assignment, you got to help your brothers out.
And were you surprised that things were that wide open on the sideline?
A little bit, yeah. I thought I took quite a while there picking up the ball, but those guys held on to their blocks, and they opened up quite the lane for me, which was nice.
And speaking of opening lanes, you had a couple of big, big interceptions in the ball game. The first was pretty key. I mean, it was still an iffy type of contest, and Waitsburg is showing that they're not going to go quietly. They're not going to go gently into the good night, so to speak, at one point or two in the first half. But, you know, they had a scoring opportunity there, and you were able to snuff it out with a big interception in the end zone. And later in the game, the coup de grace, if you will, a pick six. What a thrill that had to be.
It was, yeah. Our defensive backs and our corners played really good defense all game, and I'm thankful for them being there. You know, if they hadn't been guarding their guys, I wouldn't have been able to get to the ball.
Well, now, it's going to take another solid effort this Friday as DeSales takes on a team that has been a powerhouse in eight-man football over the years in Antioch. So what is it going to take for the Irish to prevail on Friday night at East Valley High School in Yakima to raise the early season record to 2-0?
I think if we come out with the same energy we did last weekend, we come out with a good mindset, and we just clean up some stuff, I think we'll be just fine.
And, Jason, I want to ask you about what your future plans are once you leave DeSales High School. You're obviously a senior on this year's football team, want to make more memories this fall, no question about it. But looking ahead, once you receive your diploma next spring, what is in your future job-wise or academically?
I've been looking into attending Carroll College or the University of Mary and pursuing a degree in nursing.
So. And what got you interested in that field?
I just really enjoy helping people where I can, and I've always kind of been interested in the medical field, and I don't know, that kind of area just interests me a little bit.
Well, we certainly wish you all the very, very best in your future endeavors, and we certainly wish you and your teammates all the best the rest of this 2025 football season. And we would like to thank Jason Guest oh so very much for joining us for our player profile segment this week. It was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Caso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And coming up next, the Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner on the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner. It's presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And head coach Josh Richard, last Friday night in Waitsburg, DeSales Irish get their 2025 season off to a great start, defeating the host Cardinals by a score of 66-16.
Yeah, it's obviously always nice when you can start the season out with a victory, and never really quite sure what to expect on the first game. If I had used the Jamboree as a kind of a scale, I don't think I would have thought we would have come out like we did. But the boys, they came out great, got a three and out, basically, then went right down and scored, got another one, went right down and scored. So right just like that, up 14-0, I think. So, that was a great start. Boys played really well. Obviously, there were some execution issues, but overall, it was a great way to start the season.
And that contest featured a lot of explosive plays on offense, on defense, and on special teams.
Yeah, we really feel like we have a group of skill guys that can really make us explosive. And I think that definitely showed with our passing game last night. Cohen had 7 touchdown passes to 4 different receivers, I think, right? Yeah. And so... really was able to spread the ball out, and the guys that got the ball made plays with it, and we just got to keep that thing going. And defensively, we allowed very little, so that was great to see as well.
And it had to be a good feeling afterward, knowing that one game is in the books, and you're able to go on the road and get a big-time W.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a great momentum builder for the next week, and it only boosts the boys' energy when we can go out there and get a win like that, especially when it's, to me, it's an old school rivalry. To them, it's probably a little bit newer. So it's always kind of fun to get a win against Waitsburg, and we'll move on to the next week.
And obviously there are some things to clean up. Was it a perfect game? Not by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of great things happened, however, that has to be said. But obviously some areas that perhaps could see some improvement or some betterment, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of the typical first game things, alignment with our offensive positions. We had some issues there. You know, that's to be expected. And then defensively, we're working through some different schemes that we're accustomed to from the previous years. So there's some communication stuff we got to get and figured out along with alignment. But, the boys really did play about as clean a game as we've had for a first game in a long time.
And it's good to know that there was a solid performance last week, because it's going to take a very, very good performance on Friday night for the Irish to advance their early season record to 2-0. A neutral site game coming up on Friday night against a perennial power in the 8-man ranks from Entiat.
Yeah, Entiat's traditionally been a very successful program. I know last year they went undefeated in league and made the playoffs. They usually have a handful of strong athletes, so I think that's going to be a good matchup for us. And it's one of the reasons we scheduled the game. We want to make sure we're trying to get some playoff caliber teams in our preseason to help us measure ourselves against the best teams possible.
Now, we alluded to it last week during our Coach's Corner interview about this year's schedule. And certainly the idea of scheduling tough teams, very, very evident. Endiat coming up this week. The week after that, the home opener against a Union team that, if I'm not mistaken, in Oregon, made a very, very deep run into the state playoffs a season ago. And after that, Sausage Fest weekend going to feature a visit from Liberty Spangle, and then, of course, Liberty Christian will be looming in late October.
Yeah, like mentioned with Entiat, playoff team last year, I think Union made the semifinals last year in Oregon's eight-man division. And then Liberty Spangle, they're a 2B school that decided to come down and play us when they lost one of their games, so I expect a lot of good competition these next couple weeks, and you know, largely in preparation for Liberty Christian to help us, you know, stay on our toes throughout the season and give us the best looks we can before we head into the playoff season.
And Friday game with Endiat going to be not at Endiat, not at DeSales, going to be at a neutral site at East Valley High School in Yakima.
Yeah, I think that's definitely different, but it's not something we're totally unaccustomed to. Last year, we played Moses Lake Christian at the Moses Lake Municipal Stadium. You know, our playoff games have a lot of times been at neutral sites, sort of, I guess. But no, it's just, you know, once we get there and get out on the field, I don't expect the environment to affect our boys much at all.
And finally, address the health of the ball club going into week number two.
Yeah, as far as I know, we don't have any issues that popped up Friday night. No, guys were sore, guys were tired, but as far as availability for Friday night, I expect everyone to be there.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. Coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to East Valley High School near Yakima. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and our Concrete Industries pregame show continues with starting lineups. They are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting offense for the DeSales Irish at quarterback, Cohen Woods, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds and a junior. At running back, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 185 pounds and a junior. Wide receivers, Jason Guest, 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 145 pounds and a senior. And Maddox Filan, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, 155 pounds and a senior. Starting tight end, Dominic Fazzari, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds and a sophomore. And across the offensive line, Alan Campo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 200 pounds and a senior. Manning Filan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds and a senior. And Hudson Hall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 250 pounds and a junior. The starting defense for the Irish, Defensive end, Dominic Fazari, 6 foot, 160, and a sophomore. The nose guard, Hudson Hall, 6'2", 250 pounds, and a junior. Alan Campos will start at defensive end. He is 6'2", 200 pounds, and a senior. The linebackers, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds and a junior, and Mateo Jimenez, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds and a freshman. Starting in the defensive backfield, Maddox Filan, 5'8", 155 and a senior, Jason Guest, 5'9", 145 and a senior, and Cohen Wood, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds and a junior. Those are the starting lineups for the DeSales Irish on both offense and defense. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And that will do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. And in just a few moments, we'll have the commencement of the first quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And you know what that means? The opening kickoff presented by Farmers Insurance. Steve?
Yeah, we got a beautiful day, a little bit of smoke in the air, a pink sky at the moment. Looks awesome. We don't have to look straight into the sun anymore. That's kind of cool. This should be a good game. We got a good team that we're playing against, and we definitely are a good team to represent the sales. So let's get this thing going. I'm ready.
Antioch won the toss. They elect to receive. They will be going from left to right in the first quarter of this eight-man football game, and it should be a dandy between DeSales and Antioch. We've been anticipating this contest for quite some time, quite frankly, once we learned of the 2025 DeSales football schedule, knowing full well, Steve, that this Antioch program is a strong one indeed.
Yeah, but of course, I'm going off of just off the record, but I'm listening to what they got going on, and it looks like they're building up a little bit this year. They got three seniors and nine juniors. So it's hard to tell what you're going to have. So
certainly a classic case where this program doesn't rebuild; they just reload.
Yeah, and like we talked about earlier, that I've watched so many. High school athletes get to be their peak year is their junior year. So this could be an interesting contest. So
the Irish make their way out onto the field. Alan Campos will be kicking off from his 40-yard line to get this contest underway this evening. Looks like we'll be starting a couple of minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on this lovely Friday night here in the Yakima Valley. There is one player back deep for Antioch. And they are very, very tight up front, four in the front and three behind the four who are stationed at the midfield stripe. Officials' whistle sounds, and the run forward by Alan Campos. And he boots it high and end over end to the far side, going to touch down at the 17-yard line. He's taken on a couple of hops by Antioch, and the ball carrier to the far side, he is taken out of bounds on the far side, is Levi Thomas. Some nice special teams work on the part of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, and he's a ninth grader, 6 feet tall ninth grader. So it's a big ninth grader. They must have some in the water out there.
So Antioch will start at its 22-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Nicholas Quaddle hustling downfield to force the ball carrier out of bounds for the Irish special teams. A wide side of the field to the right. Ball on the left hash mark at the Tigers' 22-yard line. Receivers each way. Single set back in the backfield. Quarterback takes the snap. Going to give to the first back through, and he is going to be tackled after maybe a 2-yard advance. Nice pursuit on the part of the Irish. The ball carried by Sebastian Sanchez. He picks up one on the play to the 23, Steve.
Yeah, and Hudson Hall kind of led the charge on that and wrapped him up and took him down. And he had plenty of their helpers up there, but Hudson Hall carried the most part of that.
And among the helpers was Caleb Bingham from his linebacker spot, limiting the gain to just one. Second down and 9 yards to go for the Tigers at their 23-yard line. Just the start of things here at East Valley High School near Yakima. We're delighted to have you with us. Trips formation out to the right, the wide side of the field. Quarterback going to take the snap, go up the middle. It is Fogelstrom, and he is loose. He will have an Edward Jones, Hank Gordon first down and more out across the 35-yard line before being dragged down on the far side by Jason Guest. But a nice job by the Tiger signal caller, Steve.
Yeah, and Jason Guest saved that from being even a larger gainer. That was a nice shirt tackle, but he grabbed a hold of the shirt and brought him down.
A 14-yard advance to the Etihad 37-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. Ball on the left hash mark, wide side of the field to the right. One receiver left, two out to the right. Signals called by Fogelstrom, the quarterback. Takes the snap, and he's going to pitch it back, and with the football is Sanchez, and Sanchez is going to be dumped behind the line of scrimmage on a fine hustle play by Alan Campos. That had disaster written all over it because of outstanding penetration on the part of the Irish defense, Steve.
Yeah, and Campos did a good job of just pouncing on him and took him down. That was a nice tackle, nice open field tackle. I like to see it. They're wrapping up a little better than they did last week.
Well, I tell you, the quarterback, Fogelstrom, did a nice job getting rid of the football. The only problem is he pitched it in the opposite direction. The result of the play, a loss of five back to the 32-yard line. We're at second down and 15 yards to go for the Tigers. Approaching 2 minutes gone by in this opening quarter, we are scoreless, and we have whistles blown, and we have a timeout called by Andy Ant with 10:03 remaining in the first. We are scoreless. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to East Valley High School. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elias. Second down, 15 yards to go for the Tigers. And going to be a pass play over the middle. The pass is going to be intercepted by Maddox Filan. He made the interception at the 48, breaks the tackle at the 45. Far side he goes, and he is tackled at the Tigers' 35-yard line. The pass over the middle by Fogelstrom, picked off by Filan. A big play for the defense, and DeSales will start its first offensive series of the night. An outstanding field position, Steve, at the Tigers' 36.
Yeah, we'll take that turnover. That was great. That was a good turnover, and the tackle was by Sanchez of the Tigers. And here we go, first and 10.
The third interception of the season for the Irish defense. There were two claimed last week by Jason Guest, one in the end zone, and one he took to the house in the fourth quarter of them. 66-16 victory over Waitsburg. And on first down, Caleb Bingham breaks a couple of tackles. He breaks it very nicely inside the 30-yard line, tackled at around the 28-yard line. Going to be stopped about a yard short of the first down. I don't know why they're moving the chains on the far side of the field. Now we're squared away.
It's early in the season.
It was well-intentioned, but, hey, gain of nine on the play for Caleb Bingham. Second down, a yard to go for the Irish. He was thinking maybe first down. I like the way he thinks.
I like it, too.
Two receivers out to the left, the wide side of the field, and Wood is going to keep it himself near side, 30, 25, 20. He is into the defensive backfield inside the 10 and tackled at the 5-yard line. First down and goal to go after a 23-yard advance around the near side by Cohen Wood, Steve.
Yeah, and we got to work on some discipline. I saw some things we could have got flagged for, and we didn't. So let's go with that. I like it. I know. Fazari's over here disagreeing with me, but here we go.
First down goal to go for the Irish at the Etihad 5-yard line. We are scoreless. We are 3 minutes in to the first quarter of this 8-man football game. Wide side of the field to the right. And going out that way as a wide receiver is Levi Thomas. Signals called by Wood. Pitch back to Bingham. Bobbles the football outside the 10-yard line. Picks it up. And he is going to be spilled at the 9-yard line. Tough break there for the Irish.
Those kind of things happen.
Looks Okay, are we back? Hello? Okay, just wanted to make sure. Thought we dropped our line for just a moment, but we are back at East Alley High School near Yakima. A loss of 4 yards on the previous play. Second down, goal to go for the Irish. The ball at the Etihad 9-yard line.
Irish step up.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Wood back to pass. Sets up in the pocket. Going to throw it over the middle. The pass is overthrown and incomplete. And okay, are we back yet? Oh, I have been back. Okay, well, I'm just hearing this beeping in the background, and it kind of concerns me a little bit. So, okay. Third down, goal to go for the Irish. The ball spotted at the Etihad 9-yard line. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Four down linemen for the Irish. Now, tight end on the left-hand side, Dominic Fazzari. Two receivers right, one left. Now in motion to the far side is Guest, and we have whistles blown. Is there a timeout or perhaps a delay of game? No, a timeout called by DeSales with 7:56 remaining to be played in the first quarter. We are scoreless, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Third down, goal to go for the DeSales Irish. Ball is spotted at the Etihad 9-yard line. Signals called by Wood, takes the snap, drops back to pass, pass to the near side. The pass is caught, and a quick tackle on the near side, limiting the advance to maybe 2 yards. The ball caught by Maddox Phelan for a gain of 2, and that'll bring up fourth down and goal to go for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, and they're being very stingy. Good stand by the Tigers. Number 2 with that tackle, that was Ethan Fogelstorm, and he was not going to let us go anywhere.
A very solid tackle it was. Fourth down, goal to go for the DeSales Irish. Wide side of the field to the right. Receivers each way. Signals called by Wood. Back to pass after taking the shotgun snap. Now he's going to run it. He's inside the 5. He is spun down at around the 2-yard line. So the ball is going to go back to Etihad on downs. Looks like he got to the 1-yard line, but he has stopped short. And the Irish squander an early opportunity at first and goal to go at the 5-yard line. But come away empty, Steve.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. I mean, with that great field position and to come out empty-handed, that's a bummer. But let's get the safety and let's change the score a little bit.
So each team in the early going with 1, Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down. The Irish turned away, and Etihad will start at its 1-yard line. The quarterback is Fogelstrom. Signals call, shotgun formation, takes the snap in his end zone. They are after him, and they have got him at around the goal line. They throw him back into the end zone, but he has stopped short. He has stopped at the line of scrimmage. A great charge by the green shirt, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good shot by the green shirts on that one, that's for sure. We just needed to catch him in behind the goal line there and change the score a little bit.
So no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go for Etihad at its 1-yard line. Coming up on the 6.5-minute mark, time remaining first quarter, we are scoreless at East Valley High School near Yakima. And the quarterback back to pass. Pass to the near side, and it's going to go for a short gain. And outstanding running. Fine tackle by Maddox Phelan near side, but a nice pass by Fogelstrom. Hitting at Sanchez near side, and he advances very nicely. He was hit at the 5, but managed to get ahead to around the 9-yard line for a gain of 8, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox did a good job of wrapping him up And he probably prevented that from going a long ways. So that was a good job on his part.
So that'll bring up third down.
And the Tigers are moving up to the line of scrimmage.
For a third down and two play from their own 9-yard line. No score in the ball game. Wide side of the field to the left. And the quarterback going to keep it himself. He's going to be close to an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. And based on the spot, he does have that first down. He picks up 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that looked like a busted play. He turned like he was going to hand it off to somebody, and there was nothing there. So he improvised and got it done.
Well, they give him forward progress to the 13-yard line, so a gain of 4 yards on the play. First down, 10 yards to go for Etihad at its 13-yard line. We are scoreless. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. We're now past the midway point of this opening quarter, and a pass to the far side is incomplete. Sanchez, the intended receiver on the far side, but that misfire by Fogelstrom will bring up second and 10 for Etihad at its 13-yard line.
Yeah, that screen was a pretty safe play. They just busted and threw it too high, but there was nobody out there. But Bingham was closing on it pretty hard. So
second down and 10 yards to go for Etihad. The ball just inside the right hash mark at the Tigers' 13-yard line. Receivers each way. Single set back in the backfield behind the quarterback Fogelstrom. Now an empty backfield. They show a trips formation out to the far side. And the snap back to Fogelstrom. Here comes the rush, and they bury him back and around the 6-yard line. Dominic Pizzari was there for the defense, along with Hudson Hall, Steve.
Yeah, that was a beautiful. And I think they call that a sack, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Nicely done, especially when you're threatening with their backs to the goal line. That's awesome.
That is the fourth sack of the year for the Irish defense coming into the game. Guest, Bingham, and Hall with one sack apiece. I think in that situation, you could credit Fazari and Hall with a half sack each.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Third down, 17 yards to go for Etihad at its 6-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Trips formation to the right. Man in motion to the far side. Quarterback back to pass. Pass to the near side. Caught by Salazar. Junior Salazar fumbles the football that is scooped up at the 10-yard line by Maddox Vilen. And he takes it into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown.
Well, that works. We'll take that anytime.
Oh,
that
you bet we will.
I mean, that just kind of bounced up. Nobody was standing there, and Vilen ran it in.
So a lost fumble scooped up by Vilen. And Maddox takes it 10 yards for the score. Just over 4 minutes remaining to be played in the first quarter. DeSales draws first blood and leads by a score of 6-0, Steve.
Yeah, and this is one of those games I have a feeling points are going to be tough to come by. So that was a bonus.
After an appearance in the Premier Motors end zone by the Irish, they will now attempt the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. Pitch to the far side to Bingham. Bingham is going to be hit outside the 5 and dives to the far pylon and is in for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. And with 4 minutes and change remaining to be played in the first quarter, DeSales 8 and Etihad no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Awaiting Farmers Insurance kickoff from Alan Campos after a defensive touchdown on the part of the Irish, a 10-yard fumble return for a score by Maddox Phelan, coupled with a Chase Electric two-point conversion try. Successful on the part of Caleb Bingham has given the Irish an early 8-0 lead. Farmers Insurance kickoff returned very nicely up the middle of the field. A fine return by Sanchez. He advances across the 35-yard line. Going to mark him down at the 37, Steve.
Yeah, and if I saw that right, that was Santiago Saldana, a sophomore, with the tackle. Hey, I wasn't the only one who saw it that way. If the AD saw it that way, it's that way.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, isn't it?
I am flattered.
First and 10, Etienne at its 37-yard line. Equal running room to either side. Receivers each way. Single setback in the backfield behind Fogelstrom, the quarterback. He takes the snap. Going to fake to the first back through. And he's going to go up the middle. And he is going to be swarmed under by a host of Irish tacklers at the 40-yard line. A gain of 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, it looked like Caleb Bingham kind of started it, and then all bunch of green shirts got in there and helped him out. So I'm not sure who all was in there. Campos, and probably half the team.
I was going to say, hail Campos.
Yeah.
Hail others. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Yeah, they were all there.
Second down, 7 yards to go for Etienne at its 40-yard line. DeSales leading by a score of 8-0, approaching the 4-minute mark. Time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Two receivers out to the right side. Man in motion to the far side is Levi Thomas. And a running play going up the middle and being thrown down behind the line of scrimmage is number 9, Sanchez, Steve.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, was that number 21, Hudson Hall, throwing him down to the ground like that? I think it was. I'm sure that's exactly how he was taught how to tackle. Just grab their shirt and throw them to the ground. But it worked.
Already the third tackle for loss on the part of the Irish in this ball game. Third down, 9 yards to go for Etienne at its 38-yard line. 3:20 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. DeSales 8, and Etienne no score. Pitch to the near side. It's going to be taken by Sanchez, and he is belted on the near side after a 2-yard advance. Caleb Bingham was there, and also with a big hit for the defense was DeSales' Mateo Jimenez. Steve.
Yes, it was. I had that one before you did this time, but yeah, that was a nice tackle. Good job, guys. I like gang tackling. Probably because when I played, I weighed about 80 pounds, so.
So fourth down, 8 yards to go for Etienne at its 39-yard line. Ball on the right hash mark, and they will go for it. And Fogelstrom will run to the near side. Going to be tackled, but they're going to throw a penalty flag on the near side, and that is too bad. A nice tackle by Alan Campos, but I think he's going to be called for a horse collar tackle, and it's too bad because it would have been a turnover on downs otherwise. So a 1-yard loss for the quarterback, Fogelstrom.
They got him.
Is it a face mask?
Yeah, they got him for the face mask. The horse collar, he did not meet the criteria for a horse collar tackle, but just grabbing the collar is not enough for the horse collar tackle.
So a bad break for the Irish. Good fortune for Etienne. A first down by penalty. The ball spotted at the DeSales 47-yard line. The ball just inside the right hash mark. The Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 8. Etienne no score, 2:13 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. And here comes the rush, but the quarterback, able to avoid it, goes to the far side, going to slide down inside the 45-yard line. He is safe at the 42-yard line. He picks up 5 yards on the play, does Fogelstrom, Steve.
Yeah, and Hudson Hall got into that backfield quick and was able to bust up the play, and so that's where the quarterback had to take it on his own.
Manning Phelan enters the ball game for the Irish. He will be up front. He replaces Dominic Fazzari. Dominic to the near sideline, the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline. Second down coming up for Etienne. Second down, 5 yards to go at the DeSales 42-yard line. This time the wide side of the field to the right. Two receivers to the near side. Fogelstrom going to hand it off to Sanchez, and he will dive forward to the 40-yard line. A gain of two, Steve.
Yeah, number 32, Manny Fallon, did a good job of tripping him up as he was going down anyway, but he got a hand on him, and that was, even though they gained a couple yards, that was a good defensive stand. Keep going, guys.
Third down, 3 yards to go for Etihad. The ball spotted at the DeSales 40-yard line. We're in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter, 50 seconds and counting to be more precise. Three receivers, two out to the right and one to the left for the Etihad Tigers. A single setback in the backfield. Quarterback takes the snap, Fogelstrom, and he is going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. A fine, fine charge on the part of the Irish, and it was Caleb Bingham with the sack for the defense. Back to the 42, Steve.
Yeah, they were introduced to Caleb Bingham again. He did a great job of getting back there, wrapped up, and single-handedly took him down. Nice job.
For Caleb Bingham, his second sack of the season, and I believe that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. We are down to 12 seconds left in the quarter and counting. And that, in fact, will be the final play of this first quarter. 12 minutes in the books. The teams retreating to their respective Biagi Appraisal Services sidelines. And after one, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 8, Etihad no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The second quarter is presented by ACO, Janitorial Services. Fourth down and 5 yards to go, and the quarterback going to keep the football, and he is going to be tackled short of the first down. An outstanding tackle by Jason Guest at the 40-yard line. They needed 5 yards on fourth down. The quarterback got just a 2 yard advance, Steve.
Yeah, he did, and he gave it everything he could, but that was it, and we did a good job in taking him down. So we're going to take over the ball with decent field position at their 40, and I like that.
So a failed fourth down conversion for Etihad. DeSales will start at its 40-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hall over the football at center. The receivers file into the far side. To the near side is Jason Guest. Signals called by Wood, and he takes the snap and hands it off to Bingham. Caleb up the middle. He'll pick up close to 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, 3 yards works. 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, and 3 yards is 12, so that'll work every time.
Caleb
like
had 69 yards rushing last week on 8 carries against Waitsburg. Second down, 7 yards to go for the Irish. At their 43-yard line, the ball on the right hash mark. This time, two receivers out to the left, the wide side of the field, one receiver right. Luke claps the hands, looks near side, the pass is caught, and slipping down to one knee across the 45-yard line. Tough break there for the Irish. A nice grab on the near side on the part of Malachi Raymond, Steve.
Yeah, Malachi did a good job, and unfortunately he slipped to his knees, and then he realized high school football, as soon as you hit your knees, you are done.
So a gain of 4 on that play.
And the Irish are going to get set up here.
Third down and 3 yards to go at the 47-yard line in DeSales territory. One receiver far side, Wood this time under center. Play action fake, rolls to the far side, pass to the far side, caught by Dominic Fazzari. He has an Edward Jones hammering Hank Horton first down. He is tackled at the 40-yard line of the Tigers, Steve.
Yeah, Dominic did a great job on his own and got that ball out there and gained us 10 more yards. I like it. Nice job, Dominic.
Pass complete to Dominic Fazzari. Boy, he had a nice game last week. Three grabs for 108 yards and two touchdowns. They're a 13-yard passing advance for the Irish to the Etihad 40-yard line. Not quite 2 minutes into the second quarter, your Manyagi Hauling Services score. DeSales 8, Etihad no score. Wide side of the field to the right, receivers each way. Play action fake, Wood sets up to pass, deep ball near side, wide open is Raymond, and he will backpedal into the end zone. Into the Premier Motors end zone goes Malachi Raymond. An Edward Jones hammering Hank Horton first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown of 40 yards, Steve.
Yeah, Raymond was so open with that reception that he could backpedal in and didn't even have to turn around and run the ball in. I like it. Couldn't have been. You might have been able to do that, Roy.
Oh, let's not get carried away. We're crying out loud. Let's give the kid more credit than that.
Well, okay. I wouldn't have been open that much, that's for sure.
And for Cohen Wood, that is the 50th touchdown pass of his Irish career. The big 5-0 for DeSales' number 10. Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Wood comes around the near side, and he has stopped just short of the goal line. But with 9:51 remaining to be played in the second quarter, the scoreboard now shows DeSales 14 and Etihad no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Another Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for Alan Campos with 9:51 remaining to be played in the second quarter. DeSales 14 and Etihad no score. Just moments ago, Cohen Wood with the 50th touchdown pass of his Irish career, a 40-yarder to Malachi Raymond to give the Irish this two-score advantage. Kick to the near side. Going to go out of bounds on the near sideline at around the 40-yard line. And, Steve, this is something we saw a lot of last week.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that they're happy with their kick return or what, but they're either that or their returner has a tendency to break big ones open. So let's let the whole team do it.
Especially if his name is J.J. Gleason, right?
Yeah, Gleason was a good running back, that's for sure.
I'll tell you, this Etihad team, they have some terrific athletes, outstanding athletes. And the Irish are going to be flagged 5 yards, the ball going out of bounds, that Farmers Insurance kickoff going out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. So Etihad's going to start a great field position at its 46-yard line. The ball just inside the left hash mark. Man in motion to the far side, and he is going to get the handoff going around the far side. It is Thomas. Irish do a pretty good job stringing the play out and some good hustle on that far side to limit the advance to 3 yards, Steve.
Yeah, Dominic Fazzari did a good job of stringing that thing out, and then I think it was Tyce Wood that finished that up. That was a nice job with the tackle out there, but Fazzari did a good job of just stringing it out.
Mamma mia.
Yep. I get one of those pizzas tomorrow, man. Don't make my stomach growl. I'm going to be in Clarkston tomorrow, so.
And safe travels.
Thank you. Friend.
Second down, 7 yards to go for Antioch at its 49-yard line. The ball on the right hash mark. Two receivers left, one to the right. And Fogelstrom back to pass. Here comes the rush. Rolls to the far side. Fazari is after him. And looks like he will advance. Tuck the ball under. And he will get into DeSales territory, I believe.
He was lucky he got away with that one. Fazari was on him like a shirt. That was beautiful. Did a good job of pressuring from behind. And he just had somebody in his way that made it harder for him. But otherwise, he would have taken that quarterback
now,
down.
I'm wondering if that was a pass, in fact, on the far side.
Looked
like
not
the quarterback
sure.
kept the ball. And who caught the ball? It was Sanchez? Number 11, excuse me. I apologize. Levi Thomas with that short reception. A 2-yard advance to the 49 of DeSales. And Fogelstrom back to pass. They've got him back inside the 45-yard line. Good hard rush. Dominic Fazari. Manning filing there for the defense, Steve.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Dominic did a good job of starting it up, and then filing came in and helped him finish it up. That was beautiful for the sack. And now we're going to have fourth down and long. And I think the Tigers are going to have to make a decision here. Do we really want to give the Sales Irish field position, or do we want to punt it? And I think they're going to probably try for it.
So DeSales had 3 sacks last week against Waitsburg. Here in the first quarter and a half of this ball game, 3 sacks. And going to be a kick, a punt delivered by Antioch. And a darn good one. It takes a very, very nice Antioch bounce and will roll dead. And it will be down at the 11-yard line by Sebastian Sanchez. What an outstanding punt there, Steve.
Yeah, they did a good job of disguising that. Did the quick kick and were able to get that off before the defensive line came through the line. And, man, they pinned us back a little bit. So that's good. We'll just see what Cohen Wood can do from his own 11.
First down and 10 yards to go for the Irish. That punt just a few moments ago, good for 44 yards. Equal running room to either side. Receivers each way. Bingham in the backfield along with Wood. Shotgun formation. Cohen claps the hands, takes the snap, hands off to Bingham. Bingham up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 15. He's to the 20, 25. He's to the 30, 35. And he is out across the 40 into the 45-yard line. Power, power, and more power displayed there by Caleb Bingham. A gain of 34 yards. Leaving multiple Tigers in his wake, Steve.
Yeah, that was just Iron Man football,
oh,
man. That was beautiful. He just escaped a few tackles, and guys were trying to tackle him with his shoe tops, and you don't get to do that with Caleb Bingham. It don't work. So the Irish are coming up.
After achieving an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down, the Irish first and 10 at their 45-yard line. Equal running room to either side, receivers each way. Guest in motion to the near side, takes a little shovel pass from Wood, near side, he's across the 45, takes on a tackler and gets by that tackler. He advances into Tigers territory and is tackled after a 7-yard advance to the Antioch 48, Steve.
Yeah, and Guest did a good job of only putting his hand on the turf and was able to keep his knees off the turf and able to keep going. Nicely done. That was a good second effort on Guest's part. I know you always say, guess who's coming to dinner. But
that's right. Well, hopefully he'll get an opportunity in this ballgame. We are at 6:18 and counting left in the second quarter of this 8-man football game. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 14, and Antioch no score. Two receivers left, ball on the right hash mark. Wood takes the snap, drops back to pass, going to throw a deep ball down the middle, has a receiver out there, it is filing, and the ball through his hands agonizingly just inside the 15-yard line and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, and that looked like it might have been perfectly thrown. Nicely done, Cohen. I looked like hit him on stride, but sometimes, you know, you hit him in the hands, and that's not necessarily a good place. No.
But a beautiful pattern run by Maddox.
And a beautifully thrown ball.
Everything was right. Except the end result.
Yep.
Third down coming up for the Irish. Third down, 3 yards to go at the Antioch 48-yard line. Two receivers right. Here's a handoff to Bingham. Bingham will have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Gordon first down as he hammers his way inside the 45-yard line. Needed 3 yards and got 4, Steve.
Yeah, I'm liking the way Caleb is running this year. He's keeping his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage mostly and just blasting. And that's, you know, with his size and poise, I think that's a good way for him to run.
Very delightful trip up here to the Yakima Valley. We were accompanied by Jim and Kathy Owsley. Jim recently celebrating his 91st birthday.
Wow.
Heartiest congratulations to him and to his wife, Kathy, who celebrated a birthday on August the 28th. And here is Cohen Wood back to pass. Now he's looking to run, and now he's going to be spilled for a loss back outside the 45-yard line. A good, hard rush by the Eniac defense. A very, very nice job on the part of Sanchez to record the sack on Cohen Wood back at the 48.5-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, it looks like they sent Sanchez out of a cannon the way he came running through the line of scrimmage and got a hold of Wood. So, all right, let's get your, so get your composer back and let's get a first down.
Ball at the 48.5-yard line, second down, a long 13 to go for the Irish, who lead 14-0. Just inside of 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Wood takes the snap, hands off to Bingham. Bingham drags two tacklers to the 44-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play for Caleb Bingham. We'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, Caleb Bingham did a good job of getting us back to the original line of scrimmage or close to it. Nice job, though. He's just blasting through that line. I like that. Not trying to do anything other than just straight ahead, nose down, and get the job done.
Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 14, Eddyat no score, 4:19 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Three receivers, two left, one right, and Wood back to pass. Rolls near side, sets up, throws a deep ball near side, looking for Raymond, and Raymond makes the catch at the 10, and he will walk into the end zone after achieving an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down and a Tompkins Appliance touchdown as he enters the Premier Motors end zone. One more time, Steve.
Yeah, we watched Mylakai do that with no defenders for 8 yards, and this time he had a defender on him, but the defender went down, and wow, that was a beautiful reception, and I love the result.
And upcoming, the Chase Electric two-point conversion with 4:06. Remaining to be played in the second quarter. DeSales increases its lead to 20-0 over the Eniac Tigers. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hall over the football at center. Receivers each way. Bingham in the backfield with Wood. Shotgun formation. Cohen claps the hands, takes the snap. Starts far side, then cuts it into the middle and is into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. 4:06 remaining before halftime. DeSales 22 and Eniac no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Just a few moments ago, a 44-yard touchdown pass. Have a day, Mylakai Raymond. He had 3 catches for 11 yards last week against Waitsburg. In this ball game, 3 receptions, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Farmers Insurance kickoff to the near sideline is muffed out of bounds at the Etihad 25-yard line.
And you know the good thing, Roy, is there's no 5-yard penalty on this one.
Exactly right.
Because they muffed it out of bounds, so.
Mario Padilla, attempting to field that kick near side, muffed it. Ball went out of bounds. So did Padilla at the Etihad 25-yard line. Your Minyaki Hauling Services score, DeSales 22, Etihad no score. 4 minutes, 2 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Both teams with a smattering of fans here for this neutral site contest. Empty backfield for Etihad. Wide side of the field to the right, 4 receivers, 2 on each side. Signals called by Fogelstrom. Takes the snap, going to hand it off, and with the football is Sanchez. And Sanchez will get good positive yardage before being taken down by Jimenez. He will pick up 5 yards on the play to the 30, Steve.
Yeah, Mateo, he definitely doing a good job out there tackling. I like the way he tackles. He wraps up well, and he moves his feet. I know.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it when they move their feet.
Move your feet. And he did just that. 5-yard gain on the play. Second down, 5 yards to go for Etihad at its 30-yard line. 2 receivers to the far side and an inside handoff. And the ball carrier is going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Another tackle for loss on the part of the DeSales Irish. Sanchez bottled up for a negative play, Steve. A loss of 3.
And Hudson all had a start on that, but there was enough green shirts around Hudson. I'm not sure who all got the tackle, but I'm pretty sure Hudson Hall was involved. And then the rest of the green shirts.
So that'll bring up 3rd down, 8 yards to go for Etihad at its 27-yard line. 2:52 and counting left in the second quarter. DeSales 22, Etihad no score. Tight formation, a low snap taken by Fogelstrom, and he is going to run. He's across the 35. He's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Breaks a tackle at the 40, far sideline. Penalty flag is thrown as he goes out of bounds on the far sideline. At or around the DeSales 45-yard line, and I'm guessing much of this yardage is going to come back.
Yeah, I think so. I thought I saw a block in the back, and, against him. That was the preliminary signal.
Looked like it was a personal foul.
It was a personal foul. It wasn't a block in the back, but I saw a block in the back, too, so.
So a 15-yard penalty marched off from the 41-yard line back to the 26-yard line, where it'll be 3rd down and 9 yards to go. So a 14-yard rush by the quarterback. And then a net loss, if you will, of 1 yard because of the 15-yard personal foul penalty.
Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
The first penalty of the game against Etihad that cost him an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. 3rd down, 9 yards to go for the Tigers at their 26-yard line. The tight end, Avalar almost shifts from left to right. Fulgus from back to pass. Pass far side. It's wide open, and the receiver gets ahead, and it's that man who was in motion from left to right across their offensive front. And he advances to the 49-yard line of DeSales before being spilled. A 25-yard passing advance, Steve.
Yeah, and Guest was out there, and gravity worked against the receiver, and he was going down, and Guest just helped him get to the ground quicker. And here come the Tigers. They're going to spread it way out.
Oh, yeah. Wide side of the field to the left. Now perhaps some discombobulation as receivers are going right, left, and right and left again. They're still not set as we go inside of 2:10 remaining in the second quarter. 22-0 to sales, a low snap taken by the quarterback, pass to the near side. The pass is caught by Salazar, and he is taken down very, very nicely indeed by Caleb Bingham. A good, strong tackle, a loss on the pass play of a couple, Steve.
Yeah, have we mentioned Caleb at all in this game? Yeah, he's doing a good job. That was a nice tackle. A nice open field tackle, just wrapped him up and took him down.
So 2nd down coming up.
Tigers are set with.
Yes, they are set, and here is a running play Ball carrier coming around the near side. A tough break as he slips and goes down at the 50. He will pick up a couple of yards on the play. The ball carried by Sanchez. He picks up two, Steve.
Yeah, and I wonder, the turf must be different or something for them because they're slipping an awful lot. They're not getting out their clean of cuts as they'd like.
Third down, 11 yards to go for Etiette at the midfield stripe. Approaching the final minute, time remaining second quarter. Fogelstrom avoids a tackle from Hall. Another arm tackle. He advances for positive yardage into DeSales territory. He is tackled at the 43-yard line, 4 yards short of the first down, Steve.
Yeah, that was Jason Guest with the tackle. I'd like to see Jason keep his head up and see what he's tackling, but that was a good job. He got the job done. And we got a timeout going.
A timeout called by Etiette with 55 and 8-10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 22 and Etiette. No score, Steve.
Yeah, that Etiette's not doing a bad job. That we just seem to have the answer for him. And the other thing I'm seeing is they're getting tired. They don't have that many reserves over there. And it seems like the Irish are doing a pretty good job of rotating their players. So that's going to be crucial coming down the stretch.
Our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report will be coming up momentarily. Hope to have a volleyball update for you. And we will also have an interview. The sales athletic director, Nick Hazeltine, will also have first half statistics during our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report, which will be coming up very, very soon. Fourth down, 4 yards to go for Etiette at the DeSales 43-yard line. The timeout period is over, a low snap. And Fogelstrom is going to roll far side, going to throw. Wide receiver is wide open and going to take it into the end zone. And Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, a Tompkins Appliance touchdown, and an outstanding play to Salazar for the six-pointer, Steve.
Yeah, Salazar, I don't know that he didn't get hurt a little bit down there. He's had a heck of time getting his speed. But that also took care of that goose egg, you know me.
All too well.
Yeah, I know. I hate seeing a goose egg up there.
Well, I'll tell you, the receiver was wide, wide open. And Etiette is on the board with 46 seconds remaining in the second quarter of this contest here at East Valley High School, a lovely facility. Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion attempt, two receivers left, one to the right. Single set back in the backfield, man in motion to the far side, and a pitch to Sanchez, and Sanchez is going to be tackled outside the goal line. A penalty flag is thrown as the two-point conversion attempt fails, but let's check on the penalty flag.
Usually that, okay, looks like you have some legal shift.
And the penalty is refused, so the Chase Electric two-point conversion attempt fails, and with 46 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter, it is now DeSales 22 and Etiette 6. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff, a line drive kickoff is taken and going down immediately for the DeSales Irish.
Number six, Mario Pedini on the kick.
very nicely fielded by Sam Kolb. Very nice job. And Kolb goes down at the 40-yard line after taking that line drive Farmers Insurance kickoff. Antioch kicking off after its first entry into the Premier Motors end zone on the night. We have a 22-6 ball game in favor of DeSales. And the Irish with the football. An empty backfield. Two receivers left, one to the right. And Wood is back to pass. Pass to the near side. It is taken by Raymond. And Raymond is shoved out of bounds on the near side by Fogelstrom. He's going to have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down in Tigers territory at the 48-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Raymond did a good job of finding this little room out there in the backfield and was able to get that ball and get the clock stopped. And let's see if we can rush this ball down the field.
Four receptions in the first half. For 100 yards for Raymond. Now his fifth reception, pass near side, caught. And Raymond goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line. A very nice job there. And that will net the Irish more positive yards, Steve.
Yeah, Raymond's doing a good job of exploiting a little hole over here on the flats. And they've got a guy that's going to have to step up. Otherwise, we're just going to get marched down the field in the next 40 seconds.
130 yards passing thus far for Cohen Wood. 108 of it to Malachi Raymond, who has five receptions in the ball game. Second down, a couple of yards to go for the Irish at the Tigers 40. Wood to pass, pass far side, and the receiver is out there, and the ball is caught by Guest. Guest down the far side, breaks a tackle, and goes into the end zone, would you believe? With 31 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter, a pass to the far side taken by Guest. He stiff-armed a defender and then went down the far side for an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. Another entry by the Irish into the Premier Motors end zone, Steve.
Yeah, and you can give some of that credit to the coach, too. That was a throw to the right, throw to the right, and everybody's thinking that's what we're going to do again. And this time they threw to the left. Did a great job. Nice deception.
Chase Electric, two-point conversion, two receivers left, one to the right, and Wood to pass, pass over the middle. The pass is caught, I believe, by Phelan, and it is. Nice pass, and a fine catch, a nice job by Phelan to hang on to the football, despite taking quite a lick about 2 yards deep in the end zone, Steve.
And that was Maddox Phelan.
Yes, it was.
I just wanted to make sure the right Phelan got credit on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice catch on Maddox Spartan.
So with 31 seconds left in the second quarter, DeSales 30 and Eddie at 6. That is your Yagi Hauling Services score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos was returned to the 35-yard line in Tigers territory. Indiat with the ball, first down, and at 10 yards to go, your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 28 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. DeSales 30 and Etihad 6. Empty backfield for the Tigers, as you might expect. Four receivers. Trips formation right. Fogelstrom takes the shotgun snap waist high. Rolls to the near side. Hall is after him. He avoids the rush of Hall. Will now advance to the far side. Irish are after him, and he will go out of bounds on the far sideline with Guest and Jimenez in hot pursuit, but he will pick up an Edward Jones, Hank Horton first down, I believe. Or is he just short? He is just short of the first down. He picked up 9 on the play, Steve.
Yeah, we got to get that chain crew to stay set with going. But anyway, that he did a great job of running that thing. He probably ran 90 yards, but only gets credit for 9.
Second down, a yard to go for Etiat at its 44-yard line. The ball on the right hash mark. 2 receivers right, 1 left. 1 set back in the backfield. A low snap to Fogelstrom. Has plenty of time. Sets up in the pocket once, twice. Will now pass to the far side and throw the football away. There was nothing there. And that incompletion stops the clock with 8 seconds remaining in the second quarter, Steve.
Yeah, that incomplete pass was caused by the coverage in the secondary. They did a great job man for man out there. So the quarterback wisely dumped it off and stopped the clock instead of burning it all up just on one play.
And yet up to the line of scrimmage for perhaps the final play of this second quarter. DeSales 30, and he at 6. 3rd and 1 for the Tigers at their 44-yard line. And a pass to the far side is taken by Salazar. And Salazar knocked out of bounds on the far sideline at the midfield stripe. A gain of 6. And an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, Steve.
Yeah, that was Jimenez, Mateo Jimenez with the block out, the tackle out there. So nice job sticking with it. And they are going to get 1st and 10 with 2 seconds left
in the second quarter.
Nicely done. I like the way you finished my sentence.
Just trying to make it more complete. All right. Ball at the midfield stripe. 3 receivers, 2 left, 1 right. Going to be a home run ball, I'm assuming. Fogelstrom still on the run. He is in Tigers territory, and he's going to get loose near side 50, 45. He's to the 40 of DeSales. He is still on his feet and finally going to be tackled by Raymond and Jimenez. And that will bring the first half of play to a conclusion. And here at the halftime, the DeSales Irish 30, the Eniat Tigers 6. Now I invite you to stay tuned for our Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report. We'll have it for you after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to East Valley High School near Yakima. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The DeSales Irish with a 30-6 lead over the Etihad Tigers in eight-man football action on this Friday night. Now welcome you on that happy note to our halftime report. It's presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy for West Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a volleyball update. We have a text to share from DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. He states, a quick update. The Lady Irish started the week on Tuesday with a 3-1 win at home against Touche. Battled the Yakima for a road match against Riverside Christian. And he said the Irish could not get the teamwork going and lost the match in three straight sets. Staying in Yakima, Coach Ruthven says the Lady Irish participated in the Sun Dome Tournament. 32 teams from 1A to 1B. He said through the day, the team played competitive volleyball with players gaining lots of experience, melding as a team and looking forward to taking their progress in the next Tuesday's match. They play host to Liberty Christian in the DeSales gym. Coach Ruthven concludes by saying all the Lady Irish wish the football team success tonight and look forward to seeing their fans in the stands on Tuesday. That statement from DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. We appreciate it very, very much. Bringing to an end our volleyball update for this week. Our halftime score, your Minyagi Hauling Services score here at the halftime break is DeSales 30 and Etihad 6. And we will continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with an athletic director's update after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again at East Valley High School near Yakima, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, leading the Etihad Tigers here at the halftime break by a score of 30-6. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. We now continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with an athletic director's update. It's presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council number 766 in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. And Nick, you've been doing a little bit of everything in this neutral site contest, including the public address announcing.
Yeah, Roy, it's been great. Glad we could work this out with Intia. It worked out really well that we had our Irish volleyball team playing in the Sun Dome all day today. Got to go over that for a little while, and then was able to meet up with East Valley and Zach Janis, the athletic director out here, being a gracious host, allowing us to come out here. And we were looking for a site for several months, trying to find neutral ground, and worked out perfectly. Multiple Irish events in the same town, same day. So as athletic director, it was like a little Yakima takeover. It was awesome.
Without a doubt. Now, granted, the volleyball team didn't get the results they wanted at the Sun Dome Invitational going on at one of the nicer facilities in the entire state of Washington. Has hosted numerous state tournaments of all kinds. But with that said, you mentioned to me before we went on the air tonight, boy, the competition at this thing, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great event. We started coming to it 3 years ago. I think this is our fourth year. And talking with Coach Ruthven, the event, when we started going, we were a young team, just a couple seniors, and it was a big learning curve. And that's the same exact way we are this year, graduated a lot of good seniors. So every set and every match we play helps us get better. And playing that tournament, it's a 32-team tournament, 1B, 2B, 1As. We played some really good 1As today, and the thing that the coaches said is get better each set, and you could tell we were getting better each set. I was able to stay as I had to come over here, so I'm not sure how we finished out over there, but it's good to see our girls' progression with such a wide age range. Only a couple seniors out there, and then it's just, you know, a couple juniors, a couple sophomores, a couple freshmen, and a couple eighth graders. A lot of inexperience, and every set counts, so it's great that we got over and got a lot of experience today.
And as far as DeSales football is concerned, a road game last week at Waitsburg, a neutral site game tonight against Entiat. But my goodness, starting next week, what a fabulous, fabulous stretch upcoming. Five of the last six regular season games to be played at Tibafni Field.
Yeah, it worked out really well this year that we were able to get a number of home games. We lost our Sausage Fest game, and worked out that Liberty Spangle was able to fill that. We have Union coming in this year. So not only are we getting home games coming up, we're getting a variety of opponents that we have either never played at Tibafni Field or have not played there in a number of years, with Union, Liberty Spangle, and Liberty Christian. So I think it's set up for a really fun stretch of games against some good competition as well.
Well, Nick, as always, we appreciate the time very, very much. Again, we applaud your efforts to bring this neutral site game to fruition. There was the possibility it was going to be held in Moses Lake, but things fell through for whatever reason. But through the graciousness of East Valley High School here near Yakima, we're able to bring it to fruition. And then the work that went into taking an adverse circumstance, perhaps not having a game on Sausage Fest weekend with the cancellation of a game with Touche, but then here comes Liberty Spangle, and it should make for quite a night, quite a weekend, Sausage Fest 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, big thanks to East Valley for making this site work out for us, but also Intiap. Intiap played a big part. Hey, what can we do to help out? So they're facilitating the chain crew, they're facilitating making sure teams and officials get taken care of. And then, you know, we're facilitating what happens up in the box with the PA, the clock, and everything like that. So really a joint effort to make tonight happen. And then, you know, the other nights coming up, it just, you know, worked out well that some teams were available. And we're, you know, excited to have some good matchups upcoming.
All right, Nick, thank you again very, very much. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Roy, and thanks, Steve.
DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine joining us during our Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report. For an Athletic Director's Update, it was presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council number 766 in Walla Walla. Our Minyagi Hauling Services score here at the halftime break, DeSales 30 and Entiat 6. And we are now going to continue our Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report with halftime statistics presented by our good friend, DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The first half statistical story, first of all for DeSales. Caleb Bingham leading the way in the rushing department with 50 yards on 6 carries. Cohen Wood with 3 totes for 25 yards. The Irish unofficially with 7. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Wharton first downs. The Irish did not fumble in the first half, and what a first half for Cohen Wood. 9 for 10 for 170 yards and 3 touchdown passes. An amazing half for Cohen Wood, who now has 52 touchdown passes in his Irish career. In the receiving department, Jason Guest, a couple of grabs for 47 yards. Maddox Filan with 1 catch for 2 yards. Malachi Raymond, an amazing first half. 5 receptions, 108 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Dominic Fazari with a reception for 13 yards. The Irish did not punt in the first half. The Irish were penalized twice for 20 yards. For Eniat Vogelstrom, their quarterback, was their leading ball carrier. 14 carries for 56 yards. Unofficially in the first half, Eniat with 8. Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first downs, 4 rushing, 3 passing, 1 by penalty. They did have 1 lost fumble, and that led to the first score of the game. A fumble and then a scoop up by Maddox Filan. He took the ball 10 yards for the first touchdown of the ball game after that forced fumble. Vogelstrom, the quarterback, passed for 87 yards in the first half, including 1 interception, that by Maddox Filan. He completed in the opening half of play. Let's see here. It looked like he completed 8 passes in the first half, 8 for 11 for 87 yards. He threw 1 touchdown pass. That was to Junior Salazar, who had 4 receptions in the first half for 51 yards to set the pace for the Eniat Tigers. Eniat was penalized 1 time in the first half for 15 yards. They punted once for 44 yards. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Our Minyaki Hauling Services score here at the halftime break is DeSales 30 and Eniat 6. We'll return after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Moxie, Washington, just outside of Yakima, we're at East Valley High School. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. Halftime break is winding down here. The DeSales Irish with a 30-6 lead over the Eniat Tigers. And on that happy note, we conclude our halftime report. It was presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Just a few moments, we will have the third quarter of this 8-man football game. It will be presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And to begin the proceedings in the third quarter, yes, we will have a Farmers Insurance kickoff, Steve.
Yeah, I'm glad this has been a good half. I mean, Cohen Wood has done a good job of throwing the ball, and he's throwing it right on the money. And you're going to drop him once in a while, but he's found a receiver in Raymond, hasn't he? Oh. Holy cow, that's pretty good. I mean, he's got Fazari, and he's got everybody else out there, but he's doing a good job, and Raymond is doing a good job of finding the openings and working the seam. So I got to give Coach Richards his thumbs up on this one. He's doing awesome with this play calling. So
he has done a terrific job since becoming Irish head coach, coming into this contest a record of 35-11.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
We should probably keep him.
I think we should.
All right.
Without a doubt. The teams are back out on the field, and we're getting ready to begin the second half of this contest. Mario Padilla will be kicking off for Antioch. And the Irish playing it tight, expecting an onside kick or a short kick of some kind. We're awaiting the official's whistle as the clock counts down to 000. And once the clock is reset, we will be getting this third quarter of play underway on this beautiful Friday evening. Game time temperature was 78 degrees here in the Yakima Valley. Kick to the near side. Is it going to go out of bounds? No, it's going to be recovered on the near sideline. A nice recovery. That man, Malachi Raymond, fielding that kickoff and then rolling out of bounds at the Irish 38-yard line, Steve.
Well, that was a free ball. That was up for grabs. So that was a good play on his, you know, so what? We gave up 5 yards if they went out of bounds. But the way the football bounces, they could have bounced into bounds and we could have lost possession. So good job.
Ball, in fact, is spotted at the 39-yard line into Sales territory. Ball on the right hash mark. Receiver far side. Wood claps the hands. Hands off to Bingham. No, going to keep it himself. Near side, 50, 45, and out of bounds on the near sideline at the Etihad 43-yard line. Oh, a little deception on the part of the Irish signal caller. Results in a gain of 18 and an Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was a little deception. That was very good deception. And then, the Tigers got away with one. They tackled 3 yards out on a mound, so got to watch that. The side official needs to pay attention to that.
So a gain of 18, first down and 10 for DeSales at the Eniat 43-yard line. Again, shotgun formation, receivers each way, play action fake, Wood to pass, plenty of time, going to throw a deep ball down the middle, receiver is out there, the pass is overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Dominic Fazari down the middle of the field. Wood misfiring in the ball game for just the second time, Steve.
Yeah, just a little bit long. Either Dominic didn't run the pattern out or the throw was just long. Whatever it was, it happens.
And I think there was some pretty good defense there in the defensive backfield. There were a lot of receivers out there, also a lot of defensive backs, too.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. That was good coverage. So they talked about some things at the halftime, and we'll see what changes they made.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hall over the football at center. Second down and 10 yards to go for DeSales at the Etihad 43-yard line. 30-6 DeSales and Wood. Going to run far side, 45, 40, 35. He will have another Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline at the Tigers' 30-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a nice job. He got into the secondary and kicked in the afterburners a little bit and picked up his speed and just ran it on a slant pattern and got us the first down. Nice job.
To the 30-yard line.
Does it remind you of anybody?
Some guy named Joe Baffney.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Yes, who just happens to be an assistant coach.
This year's DeSales football team. I remember that guy.
Three receivers, two left, one right, wide side of the field to the right. And Wood takes the snap, sets up, pass near side. Ball caught by Raymond inside the 25, breaks a tackle, 20, 15, near sideline at the 5, and he is into the end zone. Into the Premier Motors end zone goes Malachi Raymond. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown, 30 yards. Cohen Wood to Malachi Raymond, Steve.
Yeah, and I don't know where Malachi Raymond came from, but thank you, whoever sent him, because that's good running, good reception. Finds the open area, and I think that's the coaching staff just calling the right plays and putting him right in the right spot. So Cohen Wood definitely has confidence in him right now.
And Cohen Wood with 200 yards passing in this contest. He had 291 last week at Waitsburg. A Chase Electric two-point conversion. Wood takes the snap. Going to keep it himself. Fakes a pitch to nobody who was out there, but they fell for the fake anyway. And he goes into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Mateo Jimenez was with him in the backfield. He was behind Wood. Wood faking the pitch to the far side. There was nobody out there, but they bit on the fake, and boy, did they bite on that fake. And Wood goes into the end zone for the deuce. And with 11:27 left in the third quarter, DeSales 38 and Eniat 6. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff to the near side by Alan Campos, taken by Avalar Olmos, and he gets himself a very, very nice return out across the 35-yard line going up the middle of the field. He is tackled at the 39-yard line. A very nice return indeed, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good effort on his part, and I thought the Irish did a good job. They all stayed home and stayed in their lanes, and everybody ran straight down the field. So I think they crashed at the right places.
Ball at the 39-yard line, ball in the middle of the field. Tigers with the football. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 11:20 remaining in the third quarter. DeSales 38 and Eniat 6. Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers out to the right. Single setback, and he gets the handoff. Going around the far side is Sanchez. And Sanchez breaks it very, very well going off the right side. And he'll have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down into DeSales territory. The ball going to be spotted at the Irish 49-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, they did a good job once he got into that secondary. He did it all on his own, but ran it out to the flats a little bit, and then when he cut it upfield, did a good job and was able to pick that up on his own. And I don't want to say it was all on his own because there was some good blocking out there.
First and 10 for Eniat at the DeSales 49-yard line. 1 minute is gone here in the third quarter. 38-6 DeSales. Eniat with the football. Receivers each way, wide side of the field to the left. And a handoff to Sanchez going off the right side, and he gets more positive yardage as he advances off the right side inside the 45-yard line. Looks like a gain of, well, we'll call it, at the moment, we'll call it 6 yards. They have not yet set the ball, and now they set it at the 43-yard line. A gain of a half dozen, Steve.
Yeah, Intiot, I feel, I get the impression that they think they've seen something. There's an opening for them to move the ball, and they're doing a good job.
Wide side of the field to the left. Two receivers out that way. Two receivers right, one left. Man in motion near side. And he's going to get the handoff. No, it's going to be a keeper. Quarterback goes up the middle. We'll have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. A nice job that time by Fogelstrom as he advances to the 35-yard line of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, they keep running that right side over there. They got something over that they're seeing that they think they can exploit. And if I know Coach Chase, he's going to close that down real quickly.
Jason Campos with the tackle. And another Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down realized for the Tigers at the DeSales 35-yard line. Coming up on the 9.5-minute mark, time remaining third quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 38 and Eniat 6. And going around the far side, taking the handoff is Avalar Olmos. And did he go out of bounds on the far side? He might have, and more. Good, positive yardage for the Tigers. A nice first down carry. And it will advance the chains. The ball is spotted at the DeSales 26-yard line. Another good play for the Tigers, Steve.
Yeah, they've definitely found something out there that they're trying to exploit. And the Irish are going to have to figure that out and make the right personnel changes and get that stopped.
Up they come to the line of scrimmage. The Tigers, first and 10 at the DeSales 26. Trips formation left. One receiver to the right, the short side of the field. Now a man in motion to the far side. It's Sanchez. Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be caught by Padilla. Padilla is inside the 20. He's going to be taken down by Caleb Bingham at the DeSales 16-yard line. A 10-yard passing advance. And another Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down, Steve.
Yeah, but Caleb did a good tackle on that. He moved his feet and just wrapped him up and held onto him and stopped his forward progress so the officials could stop it before he even hits the ground. I like it. But if they keep running it to the right, that's definitely going to open up the left. Here comes the Tigers.
To the line of scrimmage. The ball set for play at the DeSales 16-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. Two receivers right, one left. And this time, a running play not going to go anywhere. Nice penetration on the part of Caleb Bingham, bringing down the ball carrier for a loss of three. Back to the 19-yard line, the tackle on Sanchez. Steve?
Yeah, I think we've called Bingham's name before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Good job. He's doing a good job mixing it up and getting all over the field. Nice job.
Second down, a Baker's dozen to go for Eniat at the DeSales 19-yard line, 38-6 DeSales. We're inside of 8 minutes, time remaining in the third quarter. Impressive-looking drive for the Tigers. Once they are set, we'll have a trips formation left. One receiver, wide right. Now in motion is Sanchez, and an inside handoff. Going to get to the 15-yard line. Ball carrier still in his feet. Takes three or four green shirts to bring him down. A very nice run by Avalar Olmos. He gets to the 15-yard line. Very nice job. Gain of four, Steve.
Yeah, Bingham was in there and Hudson Hall. And like you said, half of the green shirts on the field. So that was a good job of gang tackling.
Third down, 9 yards to go for Eniat at the DeSales 15-yard line. Now approaching the 7-minute mark, time remaining third quarter, and we have a timeout on the field. A timeout is called with 7:04 remaining in the third quarter. DeSales 38 and Eniat 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back at East Valley High School, a snap back to the quarterback that's dribbled on the ground, and then he is clobbered by Hudson Hall. Back outside the 20-yard line, we'll call it the 24-yard line, make it the 23-yard line. A big loss on the play, Steve.
Yeah, it looked like he got to spend some quality time with Hudson Hall, and Hall did a good job of just laying him out. Nice job. But they were lucky that they didn't lose the ball. I mean, Hall got back there like right now.
So that'll bring up fourth down for Eniat. Fourth down, 17 yards to go from the DeSales 23-yard line. And Holder scrum back to pass, dances around. Rolls to the near side, now sets up in the pocket. Now he's going to roll to the far side. Fazari is after him. He breaks one tackle, and he gets a shovel pass near side that is going to go for good yardage. Near side making the grab is Sanchez, and nice poise on the part of the quarterback. And it's going to be very, very close to an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down. He may have it at the 5-yard line. And he does, Steve.
Yeah, that quarterback must have ran 40 yards, not going anywhere. And then he was able to get that shuttle pass off. And nice job. He improvised that for sure. Nicely done.
First down, goal to go for Etiette at the DeSales 5-yard line. We're now at the midway point of this third quarter. Yagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 38, Etiette 6. But the Tigers with first and goal to go at the DeSales 5-yard line. Here is a handoff to Sanchez going around the far side, breaks a couple of tackles, and he is into the end zone. He's into the Premier Motors end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A very nice run on the part of Sanchez. And he scores the second touchdown of the night for the Tigers, Steve.
Yeah, and Sanchez is doing a great job, and so is Fogelstrom of moving that ball around. And looks like we have an injured Tiger right at the moment. And it's still warm enough out there that if you guys aren't hydrating well enough, they're going to cramp up. And that's what it kind of looks like. I know I saw a few of our players that we've mentioned their names a few times getting stretched down there and looking like they're maybe cramping up a little bit. So got to get the water down.
Yes, indeed. If there was ever a night to be hydrated, this is it. Now, granted, it's not nearly as warm as it was last Friday night in Waitsburg.
No, but it's still beautiful football weather, although I still like 50 degrees. No rain, though. I did too many games in the rain.
I believe it was Sanchez who was the injured Tiger, and that's nice to see. He makes his way to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side on his own power.
Yeah, and by rule, he has to come out for one play.
So a Chase Electric two-point conversion coming for the Tigers. And a handoff to Thomas, and then he tried to backhand it or lateral it back to the quarterback. It was taken by the Irish. It was taken by Dominic Fazzari. Now in college football, he would have been able to advance it the other way perhaps for 2 points, but that's not the case in high school, unfortunately.
They did try it about 5-6 years ago, and it didn't go over as well as they thought it would, but that would have been beautiful to see Dominic run that for about 92 yards. And
with 5:45 remaining to be played in the third quarter, it is now DeSales 38 and Etiette 12, Steve.
Yeah. That was a good job. They did a good job of disrupting everything on that play. So I don't know why that everybody has such a tough time getting those two-point conversions in, but I think we overdo it with the razzle-dazzle or something. But nicely done. I like I said, Sanchez and Fogelstrom are doing a great job. They're having to improvise out there a little bit, and it's a well-coached team. They're doing a good job. I think they just have maybe a few fewer players than they really need. So they're running out of legs. They're running out of oxygen a little bit. But I think they're doing an outstanding job. So,
well, they certainly did on that drive. A very, very nice touchdown drive for the Tigers that consumed just over 5.5 minutes. And now a Farmers Insurance kickoff after the Tigers reached the Premier Motors end zone for the second time in this contest. Squib kick to the near side. It is recovered by Jimenez of the Irish. And that recovery will give DeSales good field position across its 45-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and he did exactly what you're supposed to do as your forward of on the receiving team. Just grab the ball and possess it, because you're not used to handling the ball in that situation. And the next thing you know, you fumble the ball over to the other team, and all sorts of goofy things happen. So grabbing it, falling on the ground might look weird, but it's the right play.
Ball is spotted at the DeSales 45-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. Wood hands the ball off to Bingham. Bingham up the middle, drag a tackler with him into Tigers territory. A good, strong run on the part of Caleb Bingham. A gain of 8 to the 47, Steve.
Yeah, I can tell Bingham's been hitting the weight room because he drug, 3 players with him?
Yes.
And that's that just turning yourself straight onto the line of scrimmage and blasting through it. You got momentum on your side.
Gain of 8, second down, 2 yards to go, 4 DeSales at the Etiette 47-yard line. 38-12 DeSales, 2 receivers out to the left, And Wood going to keep it himself near side after a play action fake. He's to the 40, the 35. Going to go out of bounds on the near side. Spilled hard as he advances to the 30-yard line. A pickup of 17, Steve.
Yeah, that was almost with the tackle on the out of bounds there. But that the side official is allowing that, so that's going to keep going on. But I would like to see him put an end to that.
And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down for the Irish. DeSales unofficially in this ball game with 11. Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first downs. First and 10 DeSales at the Eniat 30-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Two receivers out that way. And Wood going to pitch the ball to the far side. It is taken. Tackle broken. Two tackles broken. And Filan is on his way to the Premier Motors end zone with some fancy footwork. A 30-yard Hopkins Appliance touchdown. You can also chalk up an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down as well, Steve.
Yeah, that was Maddox Filan. Just want to make sure we give credit to the Wright brother. And did a great job. Once he got that ball, he just did the footwork and got himself down the field. Nice job. That was all on Maddox on that after he possessed the ball. Nice job. Good throw by Cohen Wood, though.
Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion attempt with 4:53 left in the third quarter. Wood to pass. Pass near side is deflected and incomplete. A nice defensive play on the near side on the part of the Eniat Tigers. And that defensive play turned in by Ethan Fogelstrom to foil the Irish on the two-point conversion attempt presented by Chase Electric. But with 4:53 left in the third quarter, it's now DeSales 44. And Eddie at 12. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff taken inside the 15-yard line. A nice return by Sanchez. Another fine return on the part of Sebastian Sanchez. He is tackled at the 36-yard line of the Tigers, Steve.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of getting that carriage, but as soon as the guys that have been staying in their lanes get there, they're doing a good job of stopping that run. So,
first and 10 for Eniat at its 36-yard line. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 44 and Eniat 12. 4:46 remaining to be played in the third quarter of this 8-man football game. A beautiful Friday night here in the Yakima Valley. We're coming to you tonight from East Valley High School in Moxie, just outside of Yakima. Here's a running play. Fogelstrom to the far side, and he is going to be brought down at the 39. A nice open field tackle far side, limiting the advance to 3 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and that was Mateo Jimenez again. Nicely done, and he just, a little gravity thing worked for against the quarterback, but Jimenez made sure he got all the way to the ground.
Fogelstrom with 16 carries in the ball game for 67 yards. And that is setting the pace at the moment for Eniat. Second down and at 7 yards to go for the Tigers at their 39-yard line. And he's back to pass. Pass to the near side. It's caught by Sanchez. He'll advance across the 40 and be spun down by Jason Guest at the 42-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that nice job by Guest out there, an open field tackle. And the other comment about the facilities here, man, that was a nice school, and I couldn't believe how clean and beautiful this school was. It's just really nice.
Picturesque, you might say.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good word for it. So,
third down, 3 yards to go for Eddyette at its 42-yard line. 44-12 to Sales. 3.5 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Two receivers out to the right, the wide side of the field. One receiver left, single set back in the backfield with Fogelstrom, the quarterback. Man in motion to the near side, and the penalty flag is thrown just as they snap the football. And I'm guessing that the penalty is going to go against Eddyette for illegal procedure.
It's either that or traveling.
Which we'll be talking about here early December.
Yeah, early December. Let's give that a few months yet. Not traveling yet.
Second penalty of the game against Eddyette. The Tigers now third
He's
down and 9 yards to go at the 37-yard line in Tigers territory. Wide side of the field to the right. Tight formation. Fogelstrom to pass. They come with the blitz. He gets around the blitz, steps up in the pocket, now rolls to the far side after avoiding Jimenez, and he throws a pass to Sanchez, who breaks an arm tackle. Guest will bring him down at the 47-yard line into Sales territory. That's going to be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. An advance of 16 yards, Steve.
Yeah, if you give Fogelstrom a half a chance, he's going to improvise and find somebody. And boy, Sanchez is his intended receiver almost any time he's improvising. So nicely done on Fogelstrom's point. That saved the loss and got a first down out of it.
First and 10 for Eddyette at the DeSales 47-yard line. 2:39 and counting left in the third quarter. And a muffed handoff going to be recovered back in Tigers territory. Miscommunication that time between Fogelstrom and Sanchez. And the ball back to the Eddyette 45-yard line. Team loss of 8 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and Hudson Hall wasn't afraid to introduce himself there and go ahead and help out with that. That was awesome. So, hi, I'm Hudson Hall. I'll go ahead and make sure you're on the ground.
Well, he said last week he's a nice kid, and he proved it there, right?
He did again, yeah. He made sure the guy was on the ground. Good
introduced
job.
Introduced himself so very nicely.
Nicely.
Three receivers, two right, one left. Now man in motion to the near side. He's going to get the handoff. Coming around the near side is Thomas, and Thomas is going to be thrown down on the near side. Nice hustle play on the part of Alan Campos. And another loss for the Tigers on the ground. This one back to the Eddyette 41-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and Campos was giving a little bit on that one. That was a nice job throwing him dead to the ground. Good job. Like to see Alan get involved, not just kicking the ball, but tearing up that front line.
Third down and long for Eddyette at its 41-yard line. They need the DeSales 37-yard line to achieve an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Fogelstrom to pass, dancing around in the pocket, dancing around, and now they've got him inside the 35-yard line. It's Hudson Hall with the tackle at the 33 in Eddyette territory, Steve.
Yeah, Hudson Hall did a great job with that, and number 22, Jimenez was over there, and they couldn't get it past Jimenez either. Nicely done, but Hudson Hall was able to take him down, and I know you just gave credit to Hudson Hall on that, but there were some other people that assisted to that.
So a loss back to the 33-yard line. Fourth down coming up. Fourth down and 30 yards to go for the Tigers. 30 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. 44-12 to Sales. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. And we're going to have a timeout called by Eddyette with 25 seconds remaining to be played in quarter number three. DeSales 44, Eddyette 12, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan?
it's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at East Valley High School, just outside of Yakima. We are in the lovely community of Moxie, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish showing a lot of moxie in this contest here tonight. The Irish leading Etihad by a score of 44-12. We have 25 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter of this eight-man contest.
You're gonna explain what moxie means for the younger listeners?
No.
I refuse. Okay, I didn't think so.
And the quarterback takes the snap. Fogelstrom goes up the middle, breaks a couple of tackles. Spinning across the 45-yard line, tackled at the 46-yard line. A nice gain of 13 yards by the Etihad signal caller, but it's well short of the first down, and DeSales will take over on downs in Tigers territory. The ball spotted at the Etihad 46, Steve.
Yeah, and I thought Bingham did a good job of playing the linebacker position and stayed in the middle and got him down. Nice job. Like to see that linebacker stay home once in a while.
So that sack just a few moments ago by Hudson Hall, the seventh of the season for the DeSales defense. They're fourth in this ball game. Receivers each way, wide side of the field to the right. Signals called by Wood. Man in motion to the near side is Filan. And he sets up to pass, does Wood, throws it down the middle, and two receivers out there, and the pass overthrown and incomplete. Two receivers out there. Dominic Fazari was there. Malachi Raymond was there. But the pass just a bit too strong and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, that went a little bit more zip on it than he needed. But two good-handed receivers out there. So that was definitely giving yourself the best chance throwing to that combination. And I wonder if they weren't supposed to be so close on that pattern.
Jason Guest subs into the DeSales lineup in for Caleb Bingham. And he will go out to the far side along with Filan. Receiver out to the right side as well for DeSales. Wide side of the field to the right, an empty backfield. High snap taken by Wood. Pumps once. Going to throw it down the middle. Receiver wide open. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone. For the touchdown, a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. And also obtaining an Edward Jones Hammer and Hank Wharton first down. Is Jason Guest. He limped as he went into the Premier Motors end zone. Hopefully he is okay, Steve.
Yeah, that looks like a leg cramp. That happens with this kind of weather. Everybody thinks that it's not as hot as it was just a few days ago, but they still got to drink the water, a lot of water. So it's still warm enough out here to dehydrate him. So that looked like that, and I hope that I'm right. So I'm going to look down there and see if the coaches stretch him out, and he's drinking water right now, so.
Chase Electric, two-point conversion. Wood to pass. Pass to the far side. Going to be caught on the far side. I believe that is Malachi Raymond, or is it Filan on that far side? It is Maddox Filan with the grab of that Chase Electric two-point conversion pass, and that's the end of the third quarter. The scoreboard showing DeSales 52 and Etihad 12. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. We begin with a Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos to the far side of the field. It's going to go out of bounds at around the Indiana 25-yard line. Cohen Wood in this ball game with 6 touchdown passes. He has 55 for his Irish career. The last one, a beauty to Jason Guest on the final play of the third quarter from 46 yards out. Guest now with 90 yards receiving on 3 receptions, Steve.
Yeah, and this kicking out of bounds thing is just because the running back is doing such a good job. I hate to put it this way, but he's actually kicking farther than the coverage can cover, if that makes any sense. So the guy can run it back up until the coverage gets there. And Alan Campos has just got a good leg. Yep, wind that clock.
So we will try the Farmers Insurance kickoff again from the 35-yard line. The Irish penalized 5 yards. And a rare occurrence, the receiving team accepting the 5-yard penalty.
Remember, that's one of their options.
Exactly,
they can also
right.
decline the whole thing and just let it just take it where it ended to. So,
the run forward, the kick by Alan Campos, going to be taken, a line drive kick at the 15-yard line, going to be returned up the middle of the field by Sanchez, I believe. Sanchez across the 35, and again will give Indiat nice field position. Another solid return by Indiat.
Yeah, once they get to coverage, they're not gaining a whole lot of yards. It looks like he's gained a ton, but it's just because Campos has such a strong leg that he outkicks the coverage, if that makes any sense. And I don't want Campos to ever stop doing that. Kick that thing as far as you can kick it.
So first down and 10 yards to go for Indiat at its 39-yard line. Santiago Saldana up front for the Irish. He was on the near side as a defensive end, and a running play up the middle is going to gain maybe a yard.
Well, let's go ahead and mention Campos' name again, because he's the one that grabbed that guy and stopped him.
Gain of 2 on that play. I believe it was Sanchez with the carry.
Yep.
Second down, 8 yards to go for Indiat at its 41-yard line. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 52, and Indiat 12. And the quarterback dancing around in the pocket, still dancing around, sets up, throws his pass. The pass is caught far side by Salazar, and Salazar is going to be tackled at the DeSales 30-yard line. A 29-yard passing advance, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job by Fogelstrom. We got to give that guy credit. He's a good quarterback. He's got a good arm, and he's definitely mobile in the pocket. Maybe more so than anybody we've ever seen before, but did a good job on that and does a great job of improvising. The play goes to heck, and he does a good job. So I like it.
Edward Jones, Hank Wharton, first down for Indiat at the DeSales 30-yard line. 3 down linemen for the Irish. Single set back in the backfield. Fogelstrom rolls to the near side. Going to pitch at the last possible moment, and it's going to result in a loss. Jimenez with the big hit on the near side on Sanchez, and a loss back to the 30-yard line. Or actually, he tackled him at the line of scrimmage. I beg your pardon, Steve.
And that Jimenez, you know, if you look at your sheet, that's a sophomore. That is awesome. He's doing a good job out there. I like that. Yeah, you got to look at it. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, he's a freshman.
I'm freshman. I'm sorry. I said the wrong grade. I knew the grade. I just said the wrong grade.
6 feet.
But that's awesome.
6 feet, 180 pounds.
And he must be pretty strong.
And a freshman in college. Oh, no, I mean a freshman in high school.
Yeah, no doubt.
Second down, 10 yards to go for Eniette at the DeSales 30-yard line. Approaching 3 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter, 52-12 in favor of DeSales. Two receivers out to the left, one to the right. Fogelstrom takes the snap, shotgun snap, going to run it up the middle. He is inside the 25, near side 20. He's to the 15, down the sideline, down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline. And he is taken down near side after a 19-yard advance brought down by Jimenez at the 11-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that's, again, good improvision on his part. And the play wasn't there the way they designed it, I don't think. And he made it work. Good job.
So, Eniot, I'll tell you, there have been times in this game where they have looked most impressive.
I thought so, too.
They have moved the ball at times tonight very, very well. First and 10, Eniot at the DeSales 11-yard line. Approaching the 8-minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter. Two receivers right. Now Sanchez in motion to the far side. And Fogelstrom going to keep it himself. And he goes up the middle, and he is going to be tackled. Santiago Saldana with the tackle. A pickup of 4 yards on the play to the 7, Steve.
Yeah, that was pretty good that he picked up them, and he ran into his running back at the exchange, and that kind of busted the play a little bit. So
Santiago Saldana, he's a pretty solid kid, too. 5'8", 180 pounds. He's only a sophomore.
Wow.
And here's Fogelstrom going up the middle. He is inside the 5, drags a couple of tacklers with him into the end zone. Going to be an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down, and a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A very nice run. A touchdown run of 7 yards for Fogelstrom, who now has 102 yards rushing in the ballgame, Steve.
Yeah, nice job. I mean, he does a great job of improvising. He keeps his feet moving. I know I've never said that before.
No.
But keeps his feet moving, and by being alive like that, he gives himself some opportunities. So he's definitely been well coached, and he's got some skills.
Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try for the Eniot Tigers. Fogelstrom takes the snap, throws to the far side, and the pass is overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Salazar on the far side. And some pretty good coverage on the far side by Sam Kolb of the Irish. The Chase Electric two-point conversion pass fails, and with 7:16 remaining in the fourth quarter, it is now DeSales 52 and Eniot 18. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by the Tigers, recovered by Malachi Raymond at the DeSales 32-yard line. Irish will go on offense, leading at 52-18. We're at 6:48 and counting left in the fourth quarter of this 8-man football game. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast on this Friday night from East Valley High School, just outside of Yakima. Wide side of the field to the left, receiver out to the right. And Wood is going to fake a handoff, and he's going to slide down at the 30-yard line.
That was a smart play. Rather than taking the beating, just go ahead and get yourself down. Nice job.
And muscle down the clock.
And even the score looks a little one-sided. I think Eniacs look pretty good through the game. They're definitely not a slouch team, that's for sure. I think they're just running into a little bit of a juggernaut with with the Irish.
Second down for the Irish at their 30-yard line. Receiver out to the left, the wide side of the field. And Wood going to take it himself. He's across the 30, breaks it near side, 35. He's to the 40, 45, and he's going to run out of bounds on the near sideline. In Tigers territory at the 48-yard line. I thought that was a very classy play on the part of Cohen Wood. Yes, he could have scored, but look, they've made their point. They've proven they're the better team, Steve, so he goes out of bounds near sideline after picking up 22 yards and an Edward Jones hammering Hank Worthen first down.
Yeah, that was definitely a classy play. I liked it. I bet you Joe Baffney told him to do that.
I think Joe would still be running.
You think so? No, Joe's a pretty classy guy.
Yeah, that's true. Great, great young man. First and 10 to Sales at the Eniat 48-yard line. The ball on the left hash mark. Receiver out to the right side. Wood takes the snap, hands it off. And with the football, I believe that is Jimenez. And it is a very nice run on first down for Mateo Jimenez. And he advances to the 43-yard line for a gain of five, Steve.
Yeah, I just hope Jimenez is watching how Bingham's running. Just square those shoulders up and blast. I know this kind of old school football, but there's nothing wrong with that. It works.
Oh, heavens no. Nothing wrong with it at all. As we approach the 4.5 minute mark, time remaining in the fourth quarter, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 52, Etihad 18. Shotgun formation. Wood claps the hands. Going to hand it off to Jimenez. This time he'll be hit behind the line of scrimmage. Breaks two, three tackles, four tackles near side. And he is inside the 30-yard line, taken down at the 28-yard line. Jimenez, a fabulous effort for an Edward Jones hammering Hank Worthen first down, Steve.
Yeah, that was a fantastic run. I mean, he improvised all of that, and that was a good job. He just got a wrap
up. Oh, baby.
That didn't happen that time. And I won't say this, but he did a good job of moving his feet.
And we have a timeout called by DeSales. It comes with 3 minutes and 49 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. DeSales, 52, and Etihad, 18. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the DeSales Irish making some noise here at East Valley High School near Yakima. And Tice Wood is now in at quarterback. Picked his far side to Jimenez. He broke a tackle behind the line of scrimmage and then bowls his way inside the 25-yard line. Tackled at the 24-yard line. A gain of four, Steve.
So the quarterback position, is that a family position?
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to keep in the family. Okay.
Fine with me.
I like it.
Gain of four on the play.
A ninth grader, 5'9", 135 pounds. Going to go out there and show us what he's got.
Clock continuing to run. 3:15 and counting left in the fourth quarter. DeSales 52 and Eddie at 18. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. Wide side of the field to the left. Tice Wood in at quarterback in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Going to pitch it to Jimenez, breaks a tackle, and he will get ahead to the line of scrimmage when he could have easily been brought down behind the line of scrimmage by Levi Thomas, but he was able to break the attempted tackle by the first pursuer, get himself back to the line of scrimmage, Steve.
Yeah, and Tyson Wood doing a good job getting the pitch out there, and now I just seen Gunnar Ferraro come in. Gunnar Ferraro is a 10th grader, 5'8", 130 pounds.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage, third down, a half dozen yards to go at the Etihad 24-yard line. Tice Wood going to pitch near side to Jimenez. Jimenez is going to advance, going to drag a tackler to the 21-yard line. Broke a tackle at the 25, drag a tackler to the 21-yard line for a gain of three, Steve.
Yeah, that's nice running. I'm really impressed with Jimenez doing a good job.
So the Irish will be facing fourth down and a short three. The Indy at 21-yard line as we go inside of 2 minutes. Time remaining in the fourth quarter. DeSales 52 and Indy at 18. A lot of enthusiasm shown by the Irish players on the Viaggi Appraisal Services sideline at near side. And with good reason. Some of these youngsters shining here in this fourth quarter. Fourth down and short. Tice Wood takes the snap. Fake. Rolls to the far side. The pass far side is incomplete. And it's too bad because Ben Garcia was wide, wide open on the far side. But he overshot the pass and incomplete. But I'll tell you, some nice footwork on the part of Tice Wood.
Yes, see? He did. Maybe him, he's getting some pointers from his brother, but nicely done. Gave him some snaps, and they didn't get some snaps against some slouch team. They got some snaps against a quality infield. Boy, I'm thinking softball or baseball already.
And the clock, the officials wanting the clock to stop, and it does, as a timeout was called on the field. And the clock shows 52 seconds remaining in the final period. DeSales 52 and Indy at 18. The teams gathering around their respective head coaches. The Irish station on the Viaggi Appraisal Services sideline at near side. Indy at just off of the Viaggi Appraisal Services sideline at far side. Now both teams back out on the field. And we are set and ready for play.
Do you think we'll see a pass play?
Oh, that's a good possibility, I'm guessing.
I bet you.
And Fogelstrom to pass, sets up in the pocket, looks, now rolls to the far side. He's going to throw his pass. The pass is caught. And Raymond with the tackle, a very, very nice catch. And it's going to be an Edward Jones, Hank Orton first down. And it's caught by Salazar. The ball to the 36-yard line. Edward Jones, Hank Orton, first down realized. That is the 10th passing first down in the game for Indiat. Quarterback rolls to the near side, going to throw his pass. It's underthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Salazar, and that might be the final play of this ball game. We're down to 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, and this contest is over. The DeSales Irish victorious tonight here at East Valley High School near Yakima. DeSales in convincing fashion improves to 2-0 on the season. The DeSales Irish 52, the Indiat Tigers 18. We now invite you to stay tuned for our Herald's Powerback postgame show. We'll have it for you after we step aside for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at East Valley High School in Moxie, just outside of Yakima, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Eliah. The DeSales Irish improved to 2-0 on the 2025 football season. The Irish tonight prevailing over the Etihad Tigers by a score of 52-18, and we now welcome you to our post-game show presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Power Vac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Power Vac needs. Harold's Power Vac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. And we begin our Harold's Power Vac post-game show tonight with the recognition of our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game, and we have not one but two Eric Kimball CPA players of the game. And Steve, we select Cohen Wood and Malachi Raymond.
Yeah, that was definitely unanimous. And I think it's a case of the chicken and the egg. You can't have a chicken without an egg, and you can't have an egg without a chicken. And here we had the quarterback and the receiver, and they did a great job. And, I mean, if Cohen Wood hadn't been on the money with most of his throws, that was not going to happen. So nicely done. And if I can, real quick, I would say if we were to give player of the game to the other team, I think Fogelstrom and Sanchez would have to be in a strong contender. They were very good players. So
outstanding athletes.
Yes, very good. Okay, I'm done with that part.
And a very good part it was. Well, for their efforts tonight, Cohen Wood, Malachi Raymond, recognized as our Eric Kimball CPA co-players of the game. We will elaborate on their statistical nights in mere moments. Speaking of statistics, our Harold's Power Vac post-game show now continues with final statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. For the DeSales Irish, Cohen Wood, 93 yards rushing on 8 carries. Caleb Bingham, 7 for 58. And Mateo Jimenez, 5 totes for 27 yards. DeSales Irish unofficially in this contest were able to achieve 15 Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first downs, 7 rushing and 8 passing. The Irish did not fumble in this contest. And Cohen Wood, what a marvelous performance. 12 of 15 for 276 yards and 6 touchdowns. Cohen Wood coming off a 291-yard passing performance last week at Waitsburg, follows it up with 276 yards passing here tonight. He now has 55 touchdown passes for his Irish career. Jason Guest, 3 receptions in the game for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. Maddox Filan, 2 for 32. Malachi Raymond, 6 for 138 yards and 3 scores. At Dominic Fazari with 1 catch in the game for 13 yards. The Irish did not punt in tonight's contest and were penalized 3 times for 25 yards. For Etihad, leading rusher in the ball game, their outstanding quarterback, Ethan Fogelstrom, 21 carries, 102 yards, and 1 touchdown. Sanchez with 32 yards rushing in tonight's ball game. He did a very respectable job. Actually had 22 yards rushing, I beg your pardon, on 13 carries. But at times he looked very, very impressive without question. And yet in this contest, unofficially with 19 Edward Jones, Hank Warden first downs, 8 rushing, 10 passing, and 1 by penalty. They fumbled once in the contest and lost it, and that set the tone for this contest. That fumble was scooped up by Maddox Filan and returned 10 yards for a touchdown for the first score of this football game. And after that, it was all DeSales Irish here tonight. Fogelstrom in the ball game passed for 181 yards. He threw 18 passes in tonight's contest, and he completed 14 passes. My goodness, that's impressive. 78%, 80% for Cohen Wood. My goodness. Nice job by Fogelstrom, 181 yards passing, and the leading receiver, by our unofficial numbers, Junior Salazar had 6 grabs for 98 yards, including a 43-yard touchdown. Etiette was penalized twice in the game for 20 yards, and they punted once in the game for 44 yards. Look at final statistics for tonight's contest. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information, Steve.
Yeah, I'm looking through the conference down here, and I didn't find a whole lot of scores, but I got to share this one with you. And if I would say that our biggest competition, our biggest nemesis has been Liberty Christian, correct?
That's right.
I know they came into Philmont last week against Waitsburg. They were there. I want to give you a score and an opponent. Liberty Christian 52, Nia Bay 0.
Unbelievable.
And Nia Bay is a powerhouse,
yes,
and a perennial favorite every, oh my word. That actually gives me chills to think 52 to nothing over Nia Bay. Boy, that last contest of the season, here we go again. We're setting ourselves up for the fun to be there. But we got a whole lot of football between then and there. So let's just keep going one game at a time. And I think the coaching and the players are firing in all cylinders. They're looking good. They had the other team, Entiat, found a weakness on our right side, and they started exploiting it, and our coaches shut that right down, and I think they did a great job. So hats off to the coaches, and nice job for the kids, and we are 2-0. So back to you, Coach.
Thank you. And we now look forward to a stretch in which the Irish will play 5 of their last 6 regular season games at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. The first of those contests will be coming your way next Friday night when the Irish host Union Oregon at Ty Baffney Field will be on the air at 6:30 next Friday night. And the kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock next Friday evening right here on your home for Irish Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening, as we conclude our post-game show, which was presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Powerback, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Powerback needs. Harold's Powerback, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. We want to thank DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine, who was quite busy bouncing between volleyball and the Yakima Sun Dome and this football game here tonight in Moxie on the campus of East Valley High School. Thank you very much. We also want to thank the good folks from Etiat, who also had a key role in this neutral site contest. And we also want to thank the good folks at East Valley High School for opening their doors, so to speak, for this 8-man football game here tonight. Also want to thank all the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for another tremendous job at the controls. Also want to thank all of the great sponsors who help make these broadcasts possible. And of course, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Irish football coverage here tonight. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish improved to 2-0 on the 2025 football season. The Irish, in a big way, defeat the Etiat Tigers by a final score of 52-18. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from East Valley High School in Moxie, near Yakima. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. wishing all of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.